Welcome to The Social Butterfly, the podcast for the social networking weblog. I'm Robin Tippins. If you have a tip for me, please send it to robin@sleepyblogger.com, or you can add me to your contacts. My MySpace and LinkedIn info is on the blog, socialnetworking-weblog.com. If you want to connect, either send me an email or leave me a message in the comments. I read them all. So I signed my mom and sisters up this week for YakPack, a social networking site that is based around voice communications. I really enjoyed taking my mom to the URL over the phone at least a dozen times before I realized she was just typing the URL into Google rather than into the nav bar. It was frustrating and hilarious at the same time. But finally I got her all set up on YakPack, and then of course she ended up putting my sister's picture up instead of hers, and now she can't figure out how to remove it, and my sister has no picture to put up there. It's lovely. But I have to say that if my mom can get herself on YakPack, anyone can get on YakPack. It's very easy. And it's been absolutely adorable watching my kids send her voice messages and getting her knock-knock jokes back. I'm really loving YakPack. Well, I got a chance to sit down with BJ Fogg, the CEO of YakPack, and he explained the YakPack service to me.
BJ, thank you so much for taking time to talk with me today.
Thanks for asking me.
Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about your vision behind YakPack.
Vision is to make it really easy for people to stay connected with those people in your life who really matter to you, and to do that in a way that you can access through any computer, any web browser, basically. For example, right now my parents are in Nepal, and they can use whatever computer they find there that has a web browser, and they can get audio messages and send audio messages to everybody in our family YakPack circle.
Yeah, that's exciting. It's funny that you mentioned family, because I was able to set my family up this week on YakPack, and it's been really fun getting these non-technical people, you know, to play around with this, and it's very easy. The user interface is very easy. It's all pictures, and I was just really impressed with that. So, I mean, I can really see myself using this with all of my non-technical family and friends as well. Go ahead.
And I think that's part of the fun part. So YakPack's really simple, and it's fun, and it has this circle, but because it is so easy to use, three-year-olds can just click on the picture, like, I want to send a yak to Grandma. Clicks on Grandma's picture. He clicks on the button that he knows is record. He talks, and then when he's done, he knows he pushes the envelope to send it.
Yes.
Talk send.
Yeah, I've actually had my younger ones playing on it this week as well, so I think that's great. And I'll have to say, everybody that I've invited so far, their first response has been, but I don't have a microphone, so it's a really good idea to give away the microphone. Have you had a large response with that?
Yeah, we've had a good response. We've also found that a surprising number of people in this early adopter category already have microphones. So, you know, right now, because we've been rolling out the beta version for, 2 weeks as of today. A lot of the people that hear about it first are early adopters. They're already using voice-enabled applications
that
have mics. And we are happy to send out microphones to field it out.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Tell me about your partner version, because that was something that I really thought was innovative. So
we haven't really described this on the website. And we have been talking to partners some time, and we're almost ready to announce it, but I'll tell you now. YakPack is a platform for this very simple asynchronous messaging. And as a platform, we can customize it to fit into other people's websites. So in some ways, the long-term vision of YakPack is you could put a YakPack in your family's website. A large organization could have a YakPack use within their organization, their look, their feel, and their members or their employees using it. So being able to offer this functionality to other websites is something we planned for from the beginning and designed the entire backend architecture so we can do it quite easily.
I just think that's a great idea. And one more question before you go. Do you have any idea how long it's going to be before you release the completed version of YakPack?
We come out with a new release at least every week. We had an earlier upgrade this week, and we've got one today. It's just a question of, you know, beta versus the real product. When do we go from one to the other? It's just different shades of gray. So I guess my answer is, well, we're getting better and better every week. And
yeah.
When we decide to take beta label off, who knows when that will be.
Yeah, well, that's great. It'll happen eventually, I'm sure.
Yep.
But we're having fun with it in the beta version as it is. So I really appreciate your taking the time to talk with me today and describe what Yak Pack is all about.
Thanks, Robin, and have fun yakking. And if there's any way you can get the magic of Yak Pack in some ways, it's the grandkid yakking with the grandparents. It's bringing those generations together. So if that's how things are set up, I think you'll find that it's nothing like it.
I think so.
So that's it for this episode of The Social Butterfly, the podcast for the Social Networking Weblog. Find us online at socialnetworking-weblog.com.